The ripple effect after a beloved boss gets the axe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The New England grocery chain called Market Basket is doing a hiring fair today in search of new workers to replace employees who've been protesting and asking customers to boycott their stores. This is not, as you might expect, a contract dispute. The employees want their old CEO back. From Boston, Shannon Mullen reports.
It's like the aftermath of a snowstorm in New England. Dozens of Market Basket stores with slim pickings and few customers. The company's 2 weeks into rallies demanding the return of fired CEO Arthur T. Demoulas, who kept prices low and paid a living wage, plus good benefits and profit sharing. Workers worry the new leaders under his cousin will change all that.
This is not a protest against the company. It's a protest to save the company.
And it's unprecedented, says Thomas Cohen with MIT's Institute for Work and Employment Research.
You have store managers, clerical employees, and warehouse workers all coalescing together to take this action.
Market Basket's new CEOs say workers' benefits won't change, but those who keep up the protest could lose their jobs. At the Center for Corporate Citizenship at Boston College, Catherine Smith says the company has an obligation to its shareholders. But she adds the low-cost chain won its edge in part by putting employees ahead of profits.
More and more, we see companies struggling with the question of not only am I helping to create the world that I want to do business in, but also the world that I want to live in.
Whichever way Market Basket goes, Smith says CEOs around the country are watching. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
President Obama will soon sign the VA reform bill, which passed Congress last week. Among other things, the law will include a new benefit for military veterans. Public universities receiving GI money must now give all veterans the cheaper in-state tuition rate, even if they're not from in-state. Marketplace's Queenie Kim takes a look at the winners and losers here.
The obvious winners? Veterans. Right now, if a veteran wants to enroll in an out-of-state public college, Uncle Sam pays the in-state tuition, but the veteran has to pay the extra out-of-state fees. The new law means states will now have to swallow those extra costs. Aaron Glantz covers Veterans Affairs for the Center for Investigative Reporting.
The losers are those schools because they're going to be getting less money. But the big winners continue to be these giant publicly traded for-profit schools.
Like the University of Phoenix, which has raked in nearly $1 billion of taxpayer money over the past 5 years. Not all state schools see this new law as a loser. Ross Bryant is a veteran with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He says veterans
bring a worldly view. They bring world leadership. And when they graduate, we hope they stay here in Nevada.
States like Ohio and Nevada have already passed state laws doing exactly what this new law does. They've done it in part to lure skilled, educated workers to their state. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.
Municipal bonds are how towns and cities borrow money to do everything from building libraries to fixing bridges. Big institutional investors tend to gobble them up, in part because of tax advantages. But this week, the city of Denver hopes to attract a different class of buyers for its bond sale, the little guys. The city is selling $12 million worth of mini muni bonds to state residents only. As Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports, it's a way to get locals literally invested in their communities.
Buying a bond, it seems kind of quaint, right? Like the savings bonds your grandparents gave you for graduation, or the war bonds advertised in old newsreels. It's an idea Denver is actually playing with. The city even made a pseudo-newsreel of its own to hype its mini-bonds.
Patriots and art patrons alike can afford to buy bonds at only $500 each.
The hook for investors is simple. Buy a few of these bonds, and in 14 years, you're guaranteed to double your money. In the meantime, the city gets funds to renovate cultural attractions and build a new rec center. Kerry Kennedy is Denver's chief financial officer. She says the smaller bonds pay a higher-than-usual interest rate, but at least the money stays in Colorado.
We're willing to offer this to the citizens of Colorado because we want to give them that investment opportunity, and we also want them to feel like they can support these critical public infrastructure projects.
It sounds great, but mini bonds are rarely issued by governments, in part because they can be a real headache to administer.
Back office costs, you know, tend to be pretty significant.
Lynette Kelly heads the Municipal Securities Rulemaking Board. She says governments have to be ready to deal with thousands of small investors. She points to her own mother's experience owning mini bonds from a utility.
She had questions all the time. You know, where's my interest check? And I think I lost my mini bond. What do I do now?
Investors can find the answers to a lot of those questions online, though, making mini bonds easier to manage. Denver is certainly betting on their popularity. It expects to sell $12 million in mini bonds in just 5 days. In Denver, I'm Megan Verlee for Marketplace.
And a new Oxford University study, playing video games for a short period each day could have a small benefit for a child's development. As for kids allowed to play Game Boys throughout every restaurant meal instead of being encouraged to engage in the conversation, the study did not cover that. What the study published in the journal Pediatrics did note was that children who play video games every day for 3 hours or more report reduced satisfaction with their lives in general, i.e. they were less happy. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.